teams have shaped up in the past. So in December, the Lady Bears fell to the Bobcats 58-37. And then they faced off again in January. And once again, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears fell to the Bobcats 53-40. But now the Bears have got a good look at the offensive and defensive side of the Bobcats, and we are expecting a pretty close game here. So they are calling out the starting lineups for the guest on the scoreboard, which is the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That first one out is Molly Corbett. The second to come out is Peyton Flynn. The third to come out is number 14, that is Jaylee Tyson. Let's see here, number 22, Canyon Vandiver, and number 24, that is Bethany Robin. Again, a good ball game in store for us here. Don't want you to go away and stick around for a good one. So they are now calling out the starting lineups for the home team on the scoreboard, which will be the Marshall Lady Bobcats. First one to come out of the huddle is number 10. That is Hornet. The second to come out, number 15, Blair. Third to come out, number 22, that's Housley. The fourth to come out, number 35, Harris. And I believe the other one was Pruitt to come out there. So we've got 8 minutes on the clock. Both teams talking it over with their coaches right before tip-off here in Tuckerman. We've got the referees out on the floor. The Lady Bears are wearing those black striped blue jerseys, and the Lady Bobcats wearing the white jerseys with the black stripes on them. So Bethany Robbins will take the tip for the Lady Bears, and number 22, Housley, will take it for the Bobcats. Both teams are at mid-floor now, just waiting for the referee to tip this thing off. 8 minutes on the clock, and we are set for Lady Bear basketball. Ball is up. Tip is Lady Bear basketball. Corbett with it now out near the wing. Corbett gets it to Tyson. Tyson over to Vandiver. Vandiver now gets it to Flynn. Flynn out near the wing, has it taken away. She gets it back, though. Now back to Corbett. Corbett sets up her offense, gets it to Tyson, now to Vandiver in the corner. Vandiver drives along the sideline, back to Tyson, now over to Robbins. Robbins over to Flynn, now in the corner to Corbett, skips it across, back to Tyson out high. Now she puts it down low to Corbett, who gets it out to Vandiver, now to Robbins. Robbins gets it across to Tyson, Tyson to Corbett, now down low to Robbins. She had it taken away from her by number one Pruitt, and the Marshall Bobcats look to push. Now over to number 35, Harris at the top of the key, going to pop a three. That shot no good, and it's pulled down by Robbins for the Lady Bears. 7-12 to play in the first quarter. Tyson will control the offense for the Lady Bears across the timeline. Tyson with the basketball, gets it over to Robbins. Robbins now to Vandiver in the corner, to Flynn on the sideline, and they're going to call a jump ball after a Lady Bobcat got in there and fought for it. It's going to be a turnover for the Lady Bears. It'll be Lady Bobcat basketball. 6:59 to play here in the first quarter. Marshall with it. Number 15, Blair, will bring it up the floor for the Bobcats. Blair gets it over to Pruitt. Pruitt near the free throw line. Going to pass it out to number 35, Harris, who's going to shoot a three. It's up and good. Harris with her first 3 points and the first 3 points of the game. 3-0 our score, Bobcats. 6:39 to go in the first quarter. Bear basketball now. Tyson's got it on the sideline. Gets it to Vandiver. Now to Flynn. Flynn down low, gets it back to Vandiver, over to Tyson. Tyson going to try to pass it to Robbins, but has it taken away by number 10. Hornus with it here. Her shot up no good, but she's going to be fouled by Bethany Robbins. She'll head to the free throw line for two. Again, that foul called on Bethany Robbins. That's her first foul of the night. And that will send number 10 Hornus for two free throws. First one up on the way. It's good. So it's a 4-0 ball game, chance to make it 5-0 here. That shot up on the way, it's good too. 5-0 our score, 6:23 left to go in the first quarter, Bear basketball now. Tyson will bring it up the floor, has a little bit of pressure. Now she gets it up to Flynn, now back to Tyson. Tyson out near the logo. Tyson gets it over to Vandiver. Vandiver skips it across to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key. Gets it back to Vandiver in the corner. Vandiver needs some help. Gets it over to Robbins. Now back to Corbett. Corbett's going to put up a two-point jumper. It's no good. And it's pulled down by the Bobcats. Number 10, Harness with it here. Harness outside. Going to try to drive inside, but it's taken away by Bethany Robbins. Robbins for the Bears able to get a hand in there and take the ball away. She gives it off to Tyson, who's across the timeline. Tyson gets it to Corbett. Corbett kind of needs some help here at the mid-floor line. Gets it back to Tyson. Tyson out near the wing. gets it back to Corbett. Now over to Vandiver. Vandiver out near the right wing. Gets it back to Corbett at the top of the key. Corbett going to skip it down low to Flynn near the wing. Now gets it back to Vandiver. Now back to Corbett to Tyson. And then down low to Robbins, who her shot was blocked. And the Lady Bobcats come out of there with it. Still a 5-0 ball game. Bobcats push. The layup, no good. Peyton Flynn fighting for the rebound. Has it taken away by a Bobcat. And I think they're going to call a foul here on Flynn. Yeah, that's who they call it on. Number 11, Peyton Flynn, picks up her first foul of the game. And they inbound it to number 15, her shot no good, but number 35, that's Harris, she gets the rebound and puts it back up and in. And it's a 7-0 ball game. Bear basketball here, they get it up to Corbett. Corbett well across the timeline. Thought she had somebody over there waiting her that's a guard. Nobody was there. Ball goes out of bounds. Coach Long wants to talk things over with his Lady Bears. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back soon on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And back here at the 2A2 District Tournament, Lady Bears trail 7-0 here in the first quarter with 4:52 to go. Back underway, it's Bobcat basketball. The Bobcats out of Marshall. Number 10 with it here. Harness gets it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt outside, skips it across to number 35, Harris, who pops another three. Lady Bears are going to have to guard her a little bit better. That three-pointer up and good. 10-0 now our score. 4:30 left to play in the first quarter. Tyson across the timeline with it. She's out near the logo. Skips it down to Corbett. Corbett out near the wing now. Gets it back over to Flynn. Flynn out near the logo. She is trying to pass it off. Gets it off to Corbett there. Corbett going to drive down low. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Off the hands of the Bobcats out of bounds, though, and it will be Lady Bear basketball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 4:16 to go here in the first quarter. Corbett will be the inbounder. On the baseline, Corbett skips it across to Tyson. Tyson in the corner, dribbles out, gets it over to Robbins. Robbins now down to Corbett in the corner on the other side. Corbett gets it back to Tyson. Now to Flynn, now outside to Corbett, who's going to pop a three. It's up off the glass, no good. Rebounded, though, by Vandiver. Her shot no good, but she's fouled and will head to the free throw line. Good play there by Kanya Vandiver down low to get the basketball and put it back up. Shot was no good, but she'll get a chance at 2 points here at the free throw line. Vandiver's first one up on the way, and it's good, and she's got the first points for the Lady Bears. So Vandiver's got one more coming here from the free throw line. They called that foul on number 22. Vandiver's second shot up on the way, and it's good. We got a sub checking in here. Lauren Parker is going to check in for Vandiver. Again, that foul was called on number 22, Housley, her first of the ball game. Bobcat basketball now. Pruitt with it here at the logo. She's now at the top of the key, guarded by Corbett, guarded well by Corbett. She gets it off to number 15, Blair. And I thought they were going to call a foul, but they actually call a walking violation on Harness, or Blair, excuse me, and that's going to be a turnover, and it'll be Lady Bear basketball. So number 11, Flynn will inbound it here. She gets it up to Tyson. Tyson gets it to Flynn. Now over to Parker. Parker's going to pop a three from the wing. Her shot no good. Rebounded by the Bobcats, and they'll set up their offense. 3:38 left to play here in the first quarter. 32 seconds on the shot clock, and it's Bobcat basketball. Pruitt sets up her offense. Gets it now over to Blair. Blair still with it here. She gives a pass to Pruitt. Pruitt at the free throw line. Her jumper up no good. Rebounded, though, by number 10, Harness. Harness gets it over to number 22, Housley. Her shot no good. And number 15 puts up a shot. It's no good. Tyson's going to pull down the rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball. I believe that, yep, that possession arrow will favor the Lady Bears. So quite the scene of events down there. Tyson with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor and start the offense for the Lady Bears. She gets it up to Corbett, who's at the top of the key. Corbett picks up her dribble, gets it over to Parker now. Parker picks up her dribble, now back to Corbett. Corbett skips it across to Flynn. Flynn now back to Parker, now back to Corbett. Corbett going to hand it off to Flynn. Flynn out near the logo. Flynn can use some help. She gets it back to Tyson. Tyson now down to Corbett. Her mid-range jumper no good. Flynn gets the rebound, hands it off to Corbett. Now to Tyson, who thought about the three at the top of the key, gets it back over to Corbett. Corbett going to reset things here, reset the shot clock. It's at 25 now, 2:34 left to play in the first quarter. Corbett has stopped the key, gets it over to Parker. Parker back to Corbett now, top of the logo. 16 seconds on the shot clock, gets it down low to Flynn from the block. Flynn gets it back to Corbett and gets it out to Robbins for three. It's up and good. Bethany Robbins with a big three-pointer to get the Bears back in this one. 10-5 now our score. Number one, Pruitt on the other end, going to fire a three. Her shot no good. Robbins pulls down the rebound, gets it back to Tyson. Again, Lady Bears trail it by five. They've got the basketball, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now to Flynn. Flynn gets it to Corbett, now down low to Robbins. Robbins loses the basketball, but it's going to go off the hands of the Bobcats and remain Lady Bear basketball with 20 seconds to go here on the shot clock. A minute 52 left to play in the first quarter. Tyson's going to inbound it here to Flynn in the corner. Flynn, down in the right corner, has the ball knocked away from her. She gets it back, though, and now over to Tyson, down low to Robbins. Robbins loses it again. They're going to tie up. Robbins keeps possession of it. I thought they were about to call a jump ball there, but they don't. Tyson's got it. She's going to pop a three. It's off the back of the Springboks. No good. Robbins pulls it down. She tried to put it back up, and it's deflected by the Bobcats, a bunch of Bobcats down there to deflect it, and they have got numbers. Actually, now it's taken away by Corbett or Lauren Parker. The Lady Bear basketball again with a minute 20 to play here in the first quarter. Parker with it out near the logo, gets it to Flynn. Flynn with it, skips it across to Tyson, who's going to pop another three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. And now it's going to be Bobcat basketball. Coach Long telling his girls to get back and get ready. Bobcats slowly come across that timeline. Pruitt dribbling it for the Bobcats. Pruitt with it out near the logo, picks up her dribble, needs somebody to come help her. She really needs some help here. She gets it off to number 10, that's Harness. Harness going to drive along the side or baseline, gets it off to number 22, Housley. Her basket up for two, and it's good, about a mid-range jumper for her. 12-5 our score, 38 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. They get it up to Flynn, who's across the timeline, now to Parker in the corner. Parker gets it to Tyson at the top of the key, back to Parker now. Parker at the wing, gets it over to Robbins. Robbins now to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key, back to Robbins, who's going to pop a three. It's good! Bethany Robbins with back-to-back threes for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and that brings it back to four for the deficit, 12-8 our score. Bobcats with it. Shot clock off, down to 11 seconds now in the first quarter. Pruitt going to set up her offense at the top of the key. She's driving inside to the free throw line. Now pops it out to number 10, Harness, for three. Her shot no good. Number 15, Blair pulls down the rebound, and she hit a buzzer beater to end the first quarter. Our score after one quarter, 16-8. We've got a minute on the clock. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Spring, we offer unique programs that can help us grow and prepare for the future, whether it's in the classroom, on the field, or in the arts.
It's not just about what we learn. It's about who we are, a community.
We're more than just a school. We're a place where every student can thrive.
There's something for everyone at Mammoth Spring.
If you're looking for a change in your child's education, make Mammoth Spring your school of choice.
Apply by May 1st. Visit mammothspringschools.com for more information.
Mammoth Spring School District is an equal opportunity provider.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And at the end of the first quarter, the Bears trailing the Bobcats 14-8. I originally said 16-8 as we went to break, but that's actually 14-8. Back underway here in the second quarter in the 2A2 district tournament. And it's going to be a foul called down low. I believe they're going to tag Tyson with that foul. Foul call on number 14, that is Tyson. That'll be her first of the game. The Bobcats with the basketball here to start things off. 5 seconds into the second quarter. They get it into number 10. That's Harness. Harness gets it down low to Pruitt. Her shot no good. Robbins pulls down the rebound, and she's going to get it off to Corbett. Corbett now to Tyson, who will bring it up the floor. Gets it back to Corbett across the timeline. Now back over to Tyson. Tyson to Vandiver. Excuse me, that's Parker. Parker gets it to Vandiver now. Vandiver hands it off to Corbett. Corbett gets it in the wing to Tyson. Tyson with it here. Gets it back to Canyon. Gives it across to Corbett. Corbett gets it down low to Jaylee Tyson. Tyson gets it back out to Vandiver. Now to Parker. Over to Bethany Robbins for another three. And it's off the back of the Springboks. No good. Bobcats pull it down. 6-point deficit for the Lady Bears. Bobcats have numbers, and they push. Number 15 went up for a shot. That was Blair. Her layup, no good. Lady Bears pull it back down. Tyson with it here. Tyson skips it up to Corbett. Corbett well across the timeline. Gives it back to Tyson. Tyson going to give it over to Parker. Parker tried to get it down low to Corbett, but that pass going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bears. A turnover, and it will be Lady Bobcat basketball. Again, a big ball game here for both teams. Winner punches their ticket to the regional tournament and advances in the district tournament. Loser hangs up their hat for the season and heads home. Pruitt with it. Pruitt gets it off to number 15, Blair. Now they got it down low. Passed it back out to Harness. Harness going to fire a three. It's up and good. Harness with three. She's got her fifth point of the night. A good night for her so far. And they advance that lead 17-8, our score. They inbound it to Tyson. Tyson back to Corbett. Corbett going to push it up the floor. Now hands it off to Tyson across the time mark. Gets it back over to Corbett. Corbett going to get it in the corner. Kind of out to the wing to Vandiver. Vander gives it back to Parker. Parker now hands it off to Robbins. Robbins back with the basketball down low. She puts up a shot off the rim. It's no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Hands it off to Tyson. Tyson now over to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key. Hands it over to Parker, who's going to pop a three. It rims out. No good. And the Lady Bears almost got another rebound here, but the Bobcats control it. Bobcats with the basketball. Number 15, Blair, going to drive inside. Her layup, no good. It's off the hands of the Bobcats out of bounds, and it's going to be Lady Bear basketball. Want to say thanks to a few Bear sponsors helping bring in the basketball game tonight. SNDC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, and the Mammoth Springs School District. Bear basketball, they get it into Robbins. Robbins comes across the timeline again. Robbins needs some help, gets it over to Corbett. Corbett back to Robbins now. Robbins out near the wing, gets it to Parker in the corner. Back to Robbins at the wing. Gets it across to Corbett outside. Corbett gets it across to Parker in the corner. Now to Robbins, who's going to fire a three again. It's off the rim, no good. And the Bobcats pull it down here. 17-8, still our score. 5:23 to go in the half. They get it over in the corner to Harness. Harness going to drive inside. Now pass it back out to number 15. That is Blair, who's going to get it out to Pruitt for a three. It's up and good. Pruitt with her first 3 points of the game. Full timeout called by the Bears. We'll take it with them. Back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And back here out of the timeout, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trailing by 12 right now, 20-8 our score, 5:07 left to go in the second quarter. So it'll be Bear basketball coming out of the timeout. Canyon Vandiver will inbound it here for the Lady Bears. She gets it in to Corbett, who will bring it up the floor. Corbett bringing it in across the time stripe, gets it back over to Flynn. Flynn with it here, loses their dribble, trying to get it across to Corbett. She's going to be able to retain possession of it. Thought that one might have been headed out of bounds. She gets it over to Tyson, back to Corbett now near the wing, hands it off to Vandiver, now to Robbins, over to Flynn in the corner. Flynn back over to Corbett, thought about popping the three, drives inside, puts up a shot, her layup, no good. And we're going to have called it out of bounds, thought it could have been a foul, but it's actually going to be out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bears. So Bobcat basketball now. Harris brings it up the floor. Gets it over to Pruitt, who's going to pop another three. It's off the rim, no good. Flynn pulls down that rebound, and we're going to get a jump ball called. That possession arrow facing the Lady Bears. Flynn had it, and then she got tied up with one of the Bobcats. So Tyson will control it here for the Lady Bears to start things off and get on offense. Tyson gets it over to Robbins. Robbins gets it back to Corbett out near the logo. Now to Tyson. Tyson gets it over to Corbett. Corbett still near the logo. Pass it down low to Flynn. Flynn's going to get her dribble. Puts it up and in. Peyton Flynn with her first 2 points of the game. The Lady Bears still trailing by 10. 20-10 our score. 4 minutes left to go in the half. A shot put up by number 15. That's going to be Harness. Her shot no good. And it's pulled down by the Lady Bears. Lady Bears have a chance to pull this lead down from a double-digit lead with this offensive possession here. 24 seconds on the shot clock. 3:44 left to go in the half. Corbett controls it for the Bears. Corbett gets it over in the corner to Tyson, and it's taken away by number 15. That is Blair for the Bobcats, and they will now set up their offense. Again, Lady Bears trail by 10. Pruitt gets it off to number 15. Blair, her shot for three, no good. Tyson pulls it down, though, and they're once again going to call a jump ball down here, and this time that arrow favors the Lady Bobcats. Oh, excuse me, they're actually going to call it Lady Bear basketball. No, they're going to call it Bobcat basketball. Peyton Flynn stepped down there at the box. I thought they were about to hand it to her. They get it in down low to Blair. Her shot, oh, it's in. Down and in a foul, and she'll head to the free throw line for another shot. They call that foul on Bethany Robbins. That's Bethany's second here in the second quarter. Going to have to be really careful. Number 15 shot, free throw no good, and it's pulled down by Tyson. Tyson with the rebound. She'll set up the offense across the timeline. Gets it up to Corbett. Now over to Robbins in the corner. Robbins with it here. Gets it over to Flynn. Now over to Vandiver. Now to, Corbett in the corner. Corbett with it here. Back to Robbins at the top of the key. Back to Corbett. Corbett back to Tyson, top of the key. Hands it over to Vandiver. Vandiver now down to Flynn at the about the wing. Now gets it back to Tyson. Over to Robbins. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it to Tyson at the wing. Now off to Corbett. Corbett's going to have to put something up. That horn sounds. That's going to be a shot clock violation on the Lady Bears. It'll be a turnover, and it will be Lady Bobcat basketball. 12-point lead here for the Lady Bobcats with the ball. 2:40 left to go in the first half. Number 10 outside. Harness thought about popping the three. Now she hands it down low to Blair. Blair, her shot no good down low. It's off the hands out of bounds on the Bobcats. And it'll be Lady Bear basketball. Lady Bears with the basketball here. 22-10 our score. Lady Bears trail it by 12. 2:25 left to go in the half. Flynn with it here. Picks up her dribble. Now over to Corbett outside near the wing. Skips it across to Robbins. Robbins now over to Corbett. Corbett now to Tyson out near the wing. Tyson gets it back to Corbett at the block. Has the ball taken away from her. But Tyson re-gets it. And now she passes it down low to Robbins, who's up for two, and it's good. Good job by Robbins down low to be open. She is starting to add up the points here. Still down by 10, Lady Bobcat basketball. Bears trail it by 10. Number 1, Pruitt in the corner. She's going to pop a three. It's tipped. No good, though. But number 35, Harris, gets the basketball, the offensive rebound. It's up for two, and it is good. So the lead back to 12, 1:42 to go here in the half. Vandiver with it. Vandiver hands it off to Flynn. Now to Robbins in the corner. Going to pop a three. It's up and good. Bethany Robbins having her a night so far. 24-15 now our score. Bears trail it by 9. 1:26 to go in the second quarter. Number 15 with it here. Number 22. That's Housley who gets it down low. She puts it up for two, and it's good. So Corbett with it here. Corbett, Tyson, now to Vandiver. Vandiver tried to hand it off to Robbins, just was not ready for that pass, and the Bobcats take it away. 26-15, our score here. Number 15, that's Blair, hands it in the corner to number 10. That is Harness, her shot for three up, and it's good. Harness for three, and that makes it a 14-point lead for the Lady Bobcats and Marshall. Lady Bears got to get something going on offense. Vandiver with it here. Vandiver gets it over to Robbins in the corner. Now to Tyson. Tyson, now to Corbett. Corbett tried to pass it down low to Vandiver. It'll go straight through her hands. Another turnover for the Lady Bears. 29-15, still our score, 39 seconds on the clock. Number 10, Harness with it here. Harness out near the logo, going to drive inside now to Pruitt. Pruitt stops the key, going to dribble back near the logo, probably going to try to run out some clock. Pruitt almost has it taken away by Corbett. We've got a timeout called by the Lady Bobcats. Timeout called. That'll give us a chance to say thank you to some of our Bear sponsors helping bring in the ball game tonight. That includes North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Bank of Salem, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare, Monarch Realty and Sarah Willow Springs in West Plains, Solomon Cornelius the broker, and the Missouri Forest Products Association. Appreciate all those folks helping bring in the ball game tonight on K-Country 95. Again, our score 29-15. We got 5 seconds left here in the timeout. We're going to have Lauren Parker check in for the Lady Bears. I believe Robbins is going to check out. And we're about to get back underway. Yep, Parker's going to check in here for Robbins. We got 23.9 seconds left to play in the first half. So Harris with the basketball. She'll inbound it for the Bobcats. Harris. Going to get it into number 10. Number 10 is Harness. Harness gets it off to number 22, Housley. Housley back to Harness. She will slow things down. Harness with 15 seconds left. Gets it out in the corner to Pruitt. He's going to pop another three. It rims out. No good. Flynn gets the rebound. Flynn up to Tyson. Now up to Corbett. 7 seconds to go. Corbett going to put up a layup. It's no good. And pulled down by the Bobcats. The last chance heave. It's going to be no good. The horn's down. And that's the end of our first half. Your score at halftime, 29-15. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trail by 14. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have some halftime stats. Again, that's in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
And welcome back here to the 2A2 District Tournament at Tuckerman. 7:45 left to go here in halftime. We've got the Marshall Bobcats men's basketball team warming up on this end of the floor. The Bobcats cheerleaders just had a good performance. And we are coasting through halftime here. So looking at some scoring summary here for both the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Marshall Lady Bobcats. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they came out charging in that first quarter, came out with 8 points. They were able to score 7 in that second quarter to bring us to their 15 on the scoreboard. And for the Marshall Lady Bobcats, they've had a really good time on offense so far. They started off in that first quarter with 14 points. They charged forward in the second quarter with 15 points. That's bringing up their 29 points on their side of the scoreboard. Again, our score 29-15 here with 7 minutes left in halftime. We're going to take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have some individual stats for you for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Marshall Lady Bobcats. Again, in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And we're back here at the Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. We're at halftime of the game between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Bobcats, the Lady Bobcats of Marshall. 29-15, our score at halftime. Let's look at some individual totals here. We'll start off with the Marshall Lady Bobcats leading all scorers with 10 points. That's Harris. She's got 10 at halftime. Right behind her is number 10. That's Harris. She's got 8 points. Let's see here. Number 22, Housley, she's got 4 points. Number 1, Pruitt, with a big 3 there in the second quarter. And then number 15, Blair, has 2 points. Now, on the other side of the scorebook for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, now Robbins is leading all scorers for both sides of the team. She has 11 points. And then Flynn has 2, and Vandiver has 2 for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And that makes up their 15 on the scoreboard. So as we were talking about before, this game has a lot of implications, with it. So the winner will punch their ticket to the regional tournament and advance in the district tournament, and the loser will sadly hang up their hat and head home for the season until next year. Let's take a look at the bracket. Well, this is the first ball game of the night, and as I mentioned in pregame, now these games in the tournament have been moved around a little bit due to the chance of snow they're calling for starting tomorrow. So they actually had to move the boys' game that was set for today to Saturday and another girls' game for Saturday that was set for Monday as well. So let's see here. Mammoth Spring beat Cotter 55-45, and that game was on Saturday, and they advanced to the 8 p.m. game tonight against Tuckerman. Going to be a tough game for the Mammoth Spring Bears to beat them on their own floor. And then on the other side of the bracket for the boys' game, number 4-ranked Sloan will take on number 5, Marshall. For the girls' game, number 4, Marshall, and number 5, Mammoth Spring going at it. We're at halftime of that game, 29-15, our score. And then Cedar Ridge knocked off number 6, Cotter, on Saturday night. They advanced to the next girls' game tonight to take on Tuckerman as well. And again, that's going to be a tough game for Cedar Ridge to take on those girls at home. So going to be a couple of good games here to watch tonight at the 2A2 District Tournament at Tuckerman. Again, 2:27 left until we are back from halftime. 29-15 our score. Lady Bears trail it by 14. We're going to take another two-minute timeout. We're back with your second half again in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses to transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it really easy. Best of all, at Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
Again, want to say thanks to some of the folks helping bring you the ball game tonight. That includes the Cleary Funeral Home in Sayre and Ash Flat, Foreshores in Sayre and Ash Flat, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Sayre, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Sayre and Alton, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Sayre, and the Sayre Walmart. And halftime has expired. We're about to get back underway here at the Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. If you're just joining us, Mammoth Spring trails by 14 here at the half, 29-15 our score. Bears get the basketball. They'll start things off. Corbett has a free throw line. Now to Tyson, then to Flynn in the corner. Back to Tyson now, out near the wings. Gets it back to Vandiver, now over to Corbett. Now back outside to Tyson, who's going to put up a three, and it rolls around, and it's good. Jaylee Tyson starts things off for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That's a big three-pointer. So Bobcats with the basketball here. Pruitt going to drive near the wing, pass it back outside to number 35. That's Harris. Her three-pointer is up and good. They answer right back with their three-pointer of their own, and now 32-18 our score, 7:20 to play in the third quarter. Tyson gets it to Vandiver out near the wing. Now to Corbett, almost has it taken away from her, gets it out to Flynn. Flynn thought about the three, going to pass it down low to, over to Robin, and she just could not grab onto that pass. It rolls out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bears, and it's going to be Bobcat basketball. Bobcats with it here. Number 35, that's Harris. Harris gets it taken away by Tyson. Good job by her to take away the basketball. And it's Lady Bear basketball once again after Tyson gets the steal. She gets it off to Corbett. Number 10, Harness, almost took it away from her. She kept it, though. Now off to Robbins. Robbins dribbles out near the logo. Going to get it back to Vandiver. Now in the corner to Molly. Corbett with it here. Corbett gets it over to Tyson, who's going to pop a deep three. It rims out. No good. Tyson fought for the rebound, but it's going to go off her hands. Oh, they're going to say it went off the Bobcats' hands, and the Bears will keep it down here on their end of the floor. Good job by Jaylee Tyson to get in there and try and get her own rebound. Flynn gets it inbounded into Tyson, now over to Corbett. 6:30 to play in the third quarter, and they pass it to Flynn. Flynn now gets it back to Tyson, over to Bethany Robbins. Robbins now to Tyson. Tyson back to Vandiver, over to Corbett. Corbett now near the block, going to put up a shot. It's no good off the back of the glass, and the Bobcats are going to rebound it here. Number 35, Harris, controls it here. That is Blair. Blair shot down low, no good, but it's rebounded by number 22, Housley. Housley going to get it out to number 35, Harris. Her three, no good, and we're going to have it. Well, it looks like a Bobcat tried to save it here, and it's going to go off her hands out of bounds. She went into the bleachers. Looks like she's all right. And we're going to have a sub here for the Bears. Parker is going to check in for Vandiver. And it's going to be Lady Bear basketball with 5:58 to go in the third quarter. 35 seconds on the shot clock. Lady Bear is going to set up their offense. Tyson comes across the time stripe. Tyson gets it to Corbett. Now out to Flynn in the corner. Flynn thought about the three. Now back to Tyson, who also thought about the three. Gets it back to Corbett. Corbett out near the free throw line to Parker. Back to Corbett. Now over to Tyson. Tyson at the top of the three, or top of the key, going to pop a three. It's no good. Flynn is going to pull down the rebound. They get it out to Robbins. Robbins shot off the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Put it back up. It's no good. She's going to get fouled, though, and head to the free throw line for two. Good job by the Lady Bears down low to get those offensive rebounds. That'll put Bethany Robbins at the line for two here. They call that foul on number 15, Blair. That's her first of the game. Bethany at the free throw line. Her first shot up on the way. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Bethany, she's got one more coming here from the line. 5:32 to play in the third quarter. Second shot up and good for Bethany. Bethany has had a pretty good night so far. Bobcats with the basketball. They lead it 32-19. Number 15 with it here. Blair hands it over to Harness. Harness tried to give it to one of her teammates, but Tyson was down low and took it away. Tyson gets it up to Corbett out near the wing. Corbett back to Tyson. Now tried to get it over to Parker, but she actually was able to get it to Robbins. Robbins now back over to Corbett. Corbett drives along the baseline. Her shot for two up, no good. And it's pulled down here by the Bobcat. 5 minutes on the clock, 32-19 our score, 4:56 to play. And it's going to be number 22, Housley, who drives in for two. Her shot up and good. Tyson with the basketball now for the Lady Bears, 34-19 our score. Gets it to Flynn in the corner. Flynn now back out to Tyson. Tyson with it. Gets it back to Flynn out near the wing now. Back to Tyson. Tyson skips it across to Parker. Parker back to Tyson. Now she gets it down low to Robbins. Robbins going to give it back out to Parker for three. It's good. Lauren Parker with her first 3 points of the game. 34-22 our score, as Coach Long wants to talk things over with the Lady Bears. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof. Tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And welcome back here to the 2A2 District Tournament. At Tuckerman High School, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears coming out of the timeout. 34-22 our score, 4:26 left to go in the third quarter. Bobcat basketball out of the timeout, number 15 with it here. That's Blair. She'll come across the timeline. Blair at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble, needs some help. She's going to get it across to number 3. That's Smith, but it's almost taken away by Corbett. Number 35 here is able to control it for her, though. Harris at the top of the key, now over to Blair. Blair going to get it in the corner to number 10. Her three-pointer no good, but it's rebounded by Blair. Blair gets it out to Harris, who's going to pop a three. It's no good. And Flynn pulls down the basketball, and they're going to say that Peyton was fouled as she came down with it. So they're going to call out on number 3, Smith. That's her first foul of the game. Good job by Peyton Flynn to get that rebound and hang on to it. Lady Bears trail by 12. Got to get something going on offense here. Bethany Robbins with it. Robbins gets it in the corner to Parker. Parker hit a three last time on this side of the floor. Parker in the corner gets it back to Tyson. Tyson now to Robbins. Robbins going to drive down low. They're going to say it went off the hands of the Bobcats out of bounds. Bobcat fans wanted to travel. They just will not get it. It'll be Bear basketball under the goal. Peyton Flynn to inbound it here. Flynn needing somebody to get it into, gets it into Robbins down near the block. Now she gets it out to Parker. Parker over to Corbett. Corbett has stopped the key, hands it off to Jaylee. Tyson hands it to Corbett. Corbett tried to hand it over to Parker, but she had it taken away. And then Peyton Flynn fouled number 10 as she was coming away with it. Harness. And that's going to be Bobcat basketball. Peyton Flynn picks up her second foul of the ball game. Going to have to be a little bit cautious. And Pruitt will set up the offense here for the Lady Bobcats. She gets it down low to number 15, Blair. Her mid-range jumper, no good. And they get it back inbounds, hand it off to number 15, Blair, for another shot. It's no good. And the Lady Bears are going to get fouled after pulling down the rebound. Bethany Robbins was the one who got the foul, who was fouled. And I believe they're going to call that on number 10, Harness. That'll be her first foul of the game. Tyson with it here. She comes across the timeline, picks up her dribble, needs some help. And she got it taken away by a Bobcat. Number 22, Housley with a hand in there. And now they hand it off to number 15. That is Blair. Blair gets it up to Pruitt at the top of the key. Pruitt gets it over to number 22. That's Housley. Housley back to Pruitt. Now over to Harris. Harris outside with it. Harris trying to get it over to Pruitt, but number 10 is going to pick it up. Back to Harris, who's going to pop a three. It's up and good. Harris with her second three of the third quarter. Lady Bear is going to have to lock her down. That takes the lead back to 15 for the Bobcats. 37-22 our score. 2:25 left to play here in the third quarter. Corbett's across the timeline near the logo with the basketball. Corbett guarded really well by Pruitt. Gets it over to Robin. Robin gets the basketball, and then she's going to be fouled by number 22. That's Housley, her second foul of the game. Team's fourth foul of the game, or fourth foul of the half, excuse me. So Flynn will inbound it here. Flynn gets it over to Tyson. Tyson out near the logo. Tyson gets it in the corner, way too high of a pass, and that's just not going to be in the reach for Lauren. It's going to go off her hands out of bounds. Bobcat basketball now. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter, 37-22 our score. Pruitt will set up the offense here. Pruitt for the Bobcats gets it down low to Blair. Blair going to hand it out to number 35, Harris, for another three. And she is just knocking him down this half. Her 9th point, third three of the half. And that takes the lead to 18, 40-22 our score. Flynn gets it over to Parker. Parker outside with it here, needs some help. She tried to get it down low to Flynn, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds. But Dobbs handed the Bobcats. It's going to be inbounded right under the basketball goal here. Lady Bear basketball. Corbett's going to inbound it. She's got to get it in. Corbett gets it in to Robbins at the free throw line. Now to Tyson. It's off the key. Parker now has it. Gets it down to Flynn. Flynn tried to drive inside for two. And I believe they're going to call that on the floor. No, actually, they're going to call that a shooting foul for Peyton. So Peyton Flynn will head to the line. Chance for two shots here. They call that foul on number 25. I don't have her name on the roster. Don't believe they have a number 25 in. Peyton Flynn's first one up on the way. I believe it went in. Second one up on the way for Peyton. It's up and good. Peyton Flynn doing good this game so far from the free throw line. Number one, Pruitt's going to drive inside, gets it off to her teammate. Number 22, Housley, it's taken away by Corbett down low. Good job by Molly Corbett. And it's back to being Lady Bear basketball down 16. Corbett gets it to Tyson. Tyson thought about the three, gives it back to Corbett. Now over to Parker. Parker thought about the three, going to hand it off to Flynn. Now to Tyson. Tyson gets it to Parker, now to Corbett in the corner. Corbett skips it across to Bethany. Bethany Robbins down low, puts up a shot. It's no good. Off the hands of a Bobcat out of bounds. It'll be Lady Bear basketball on the sideline, or the baseline, excuse me. 1:02 left in the third quarter. Peyton Flynn to inbound it here. She gets it into Molly, and now they're going to scuffle for it on the floor. Coach Long gets a timeout called in time, though, and he will take a full-minute timeout. We'll take it with him back in 30 seconds here on the Ecom Sports Network.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
ZizzersTeamPhysician.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers Team Physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And welcome back here to the Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. We've got a 40-24 ball game, 16-point trailing is the Lady Bears from Mammoth Spring. They've got the basketball on their end. Peyton Flynn gets it into Corbett. Corbett outside to Robbins for three. It's off the rim, no good. Tyson tries to save it here, and she gets it in, but a Bobcat's going to take it away. Number 15, Blair, is going to set up the offense here. Blair with it. Gets it up to Pruitt. Pruitt thought about the three. Going to dribble around here. Pruitt still with it out near the logo. 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pruitt gets it over to Harris outside near the top of the key. Harris going to dribble around. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Hands it off to number 15, Blair. Blair gets it back to Pruitt. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Now going to have to get something up. Number 15, Blair still has it. And that shot clock horn sounds, but I think a Lady Bear is going to take it away just in time. Tyson gets it up to Parker. Parker back to Tyson now at the top of the key. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Molly Corbett with the basketball. Corbett gets it across to Robbins. Robbins just about lost it out of bounds. Now it's tipped out of bounds by a Bobcat. Going to be Lady Bear basketball with 3.3 seconds left to go. Got a sub coming in here. Braylon Washam will check in for the Lady Bears. And Peyton Flynn will check out. So Lady Bear basketball here, 3.3 seconds left to go in the third quarter. See what the Lady Bears can draw up here. Washam going to inbound it. Washam gets it into Corbett. Now to Parker for three in the corner at the horn. It is good. Good job by Lauren Parker there to hit the three in the corner to end the quarter. 40-27 our score. We're back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams, member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears!
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
And back here at the Tuckerman High School for the 2A2 District Tournament first-round ball game between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Tuckerman Lady the Marshall Lady Bobcats. We got 8 minutes on the clock. We're set for our fourth quarter. It's a 13-point deficit. It was about to be a 16-point deficit, though, had Lauren Parker not hit that buzzer-beating three in the corner. Good job by her. So it's Bobcat basketball to start things off here. Harris mid-range jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Housley. And it's taken away by Molly Corbett. Corbett able to control it. They're on their side of the floor. Gets it up to Washam. Washam back to Corbett now. Corbett skips it across to Tyson. Tyson now over to Robbins. Now to Parker. Parker with the basketball over to number 10, Braylon Washam. She's going to pop up a three. It's no good. Pulled down by number 15. That's Blair. And they will set up the offense on the other end for the Bobcats. Blair gets it over to Harris out near the wing now. Harris. In the corner two, number 10, that's Harness. Harness going to get it down low. I believe that's number 15, Blair. Her shot, her layup, up for two, and it's good. And the deficit back 42-27 now. So Tyson with the basketball. Tyson gets it over to Washam. Now to Parker in the corner. 7 minutes to play in the game. Gets it off to Robbins. Back to Parker. Now to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key. Drives inside. Her jumper up for two. It's no good. And it's going to be pulled down by number 22. That's Housley for the Bobcat. She gets it up to Blair. Blair will control the offense. Now to Pruitt. Pruitt picks up her dribble. Needs some help, though. And gets it off to Harris. Harris Now gets it down low to Blair. Blair going to pop it out to Pruitt, who pops a three. It's up and good. Pruitt with a big three-pointer there. 45-27, our score now. And the Lady Bears trail it. Tyson with it. Tyson gets it over to Corbett. Corbett passed it off to Washam. Now to Parker. Parker hands it over to Robbins. Robbins needs some help in the corner. Gets it back to Corbett. Now to Tyson. It's top the key. Back to Corbett at the free throw line. Hands it to Washam. Now over to Tyson. Tyson over to Parker. Back to Corbett in the corner. Gets it over to Robbins. Top the key. Hands it off to Washam. Washam now to Tyson. Tyson puts up a three. It's good. Jaylee Tyson with a big three-pointer there in the fourth quarter. Brings it back to 15 now for a deficit for the Lady Bears. They've got the midcourt fight on here, and they are able to get across the time stripe. They give it to 10 in the corner for a three-pointer. It's no good and pulled down by Robbins. Now gets it to Tyson up to Parker. Parker gets it in the corner to Molly. Molly is fouled by a Bobcat. Peyton Flynn going to check in here. Checks in for Braylon Washam. And it'll be Lady Bear basketball on the baseline after Corbett was fouled. They call that on number 22. That's Housley's third foul. Flynn gets it in the corner. Flynn gets it over to Tyson. Tyson down low to Corbett. Corbett now out to Parker, who's going to fire a three. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Pruitt for the Bobcats. Pruitt comes across the timeline. Pruitt going to drive down straight to the goal. Pass it out to number 35, Harris. Thought about the three. She dribbles back out and hands it off to Pruitt. Pruitt drives along the baseline, trying to put something up, but it's off the foot of a Lady Bear out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Bobcat basketball. And it looks like we've got a timeout on the floor called by Marshall. We'll take it with them back in just 30 seconds, though, on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And we want to take this chance to say thank you to some of the sponsors and boosters helping bring you the game tonight here on K-Country 95. Sunset Salon and Barbering is there. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service is there. Langley Animal Clinic is there. Cooper's Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring. Fred O'Neill Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company is there. Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen is there. Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry is there. Penny Lane Accounting is there. Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. The Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove is there. The Thayer Ready Mix and Carter Funeral Home is there in West Plains. Just some of the folks helping bring you the ball game tonight on the radio. Harris out at top of the key with it, hands it off to Pruitt. 5:06 left to go in the game, 13 seconds on the shot clock. Harris out at the top of the key with it. Hands it off to Harness. Harness gets it down low to number 22. That's Housley. Puts up a shot. It's no good, but she's fouled and will head to the free throw line. They call that on Jaylee Tyson. That's Jaylee's second foul of the game. And Housley heads to the line here for two. First shot, up on the way. It's good. Housley with her first points of the quarter here. Got another one on the way. It's up and no good off the spring box. And we're going to have a foul called on, I believe that's going to be called on number 35, Harris, for the Bobcats. That's who they call it on over the back on the rebound. Now it's Lady Bear basketball. Jaylee Tyson will bring it up the floor here. She gets it up to Corbett, down 16, hands it off to Flynn. Flynn now to Parker, who's going to fire another three. It rims in. Big three there by Lauren Parker. That brings the deficit down to 13 now. Lady Bears put on the full court pressure, and they're able to get across the timeline finally. And now Harris with it. Blair. Blair had it taken away by, that looked like Bethany Robbins had a hand in there, and now Tyson going to be on the floor tied up with it, and it's going to remain Lady Bear basketball. So with 4:24 left to go here in the fourth quarter, Lady Bears trail it by 13, has a chance to bring that lead down to 10 with this possession here. Parker in the corner with it. Parker dribbles along that baseline, needs some help here. They're going to say she dribbled on the baseline, and that's going to be a turnover. 46-33 our score, 4:14 to play. Bobcats with it, full court pressure on by the Lady Bears. They finally get it across the timeline with Harris. Harris gets it over to number 15. Blair will control it here. Blair guarded by Robbins. Blair hands it off to Harris. Harris with it here. Harris had a really good night tonight. Harris hands it off to Blair. Blair's layup, but no good. Going to be off the hands of the Lady Bears, though, out of bounds, trying to get the rebound, and it will be Bobcat basketball. Harris to inbound it under the goal. Harris gets it into number 15. That's Blair. Blair hands it back off to Harris. Harris back to Blair. Going to pop a, well, that's not going to be a three, but it's not going to matter. It rolls out of bounds, and it's Lady Bear basketball. The Lady Bear basketball here, 46-33 our scores, 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Peyton Fling going to check out, and let's see, I think Vandiver's going to check back in. Tyson with it here, gets it up to Vandiver, tops the key, now over to Corbett. Corbett gets it across to Parker, now over to Tyson, gets it down low to, looks like Robbins, now pass it back out to Tyson for three, and it's good. Back to a 10-point deficit. Jaylee Tyson with another big three here in the fourth quarter. Bobcat basketball, lead it by 10. Number 10 down low. Her shot no good, but it's rebounded by a Bobcat. Number 15, Blair, going to come out of there with it and set up the offense again. Gets it off to Harness. Harness with 3 minutes to go, 25 seconds on the shot clock. Harness tried to drive inside, now hands it off to Harris. Harris, she's going to drive inside, puts up a shot. She's fouled. Coach Long wanted to travel, but the foul's going to be called. They're going to call out on number 22. That is going to be, let's see here, I believe they called that on, yeah, Canyon Vandiver. That's going to be Vandiver's first foul. That free throw up on the way for Harris is good. Got another one coming here. It's up and good as well. Deficit back to 12, 48-36 our score. Lady Bears with the basketball. Don't need a three, but it would definitely help here. Corbett skips it across to Parker. Parker now out to the logo to Corbett. Now down low to Vandiver. Vandiver skips it back out to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key. Gets it across to Tyson. Tyson back to Corbett. Corbett outside in the corner. Gets it up to Vandiver at the top of the key. Now to Robbins, who's going to put up a three. It's off the rim. No good. Vandiver fighting for the rebound, but a Bobcat took it away from her. And the Bobcats are going to control it here. Blair with it. Gives it up to Pruitt. 2:22 to play. Pruitt with it. Gets it in the corner to number 10. That's Harness. Harness gets it out to Blair. Blair with it here. Blair. And we've got a timeout called by the Bobcat. Timeout called. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And welcome back here to the Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. 2:11 to go in the fourth quarter, 48-36 to our score. Lady Bears trail it by 12, and the Bobcats have the basketball out of the timeout. Harris will pass it in here. Harris on the inbound, looking for somebody to give it to, finally gets it into Harness. Harness at the top of the key. We've got 12 seconds on the shot clock here, down to 10 now. Hands it off to Blair. Blair with 7 seconds. Blair, 5 seconds. Got to get something up. Gets it in the corner to Pruitt. Pruitt's just going to have to jack something up. It's no good. Time clock expires, shot clock, and that'll be a turnover. The Lady Bear basketball now, trail by 12, 48-36. Coach Long telling his team, got to get some initiative here. Parker with it at the wing. Parker gets it over to Vandiver. Vandiver has it taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with it here, guarded by Vandiver in the corner. She gets it back over to Harris. Harris with it. Harris hands it off to Blair. Blair with the basketball. Blair hands it off to Harris. Harris with 18 seconds on the shot clock fires a three, and it doesn't even touch the rim. Harris with her fifth point here in the fourth quarter, and that extends their lead 51-36 now with a minute 12 to play. Tyson gets it over to Vandiver, now to Corbett. Molly drives along the baseline, puts up a shot, it's off the glass, it's up and good. Molly Corbett with a layup there. 51-38 now our score, 57 seconds left to go. Harris bringing it up the floor, needs some help. Gets it up to Blair. Blair with 49 seconds, 22 on the shot clock. Harris going to pop it out to Pruitt, who's going to put up a three. It's good. The three-point shot cannot be contested tonight. It has been all there for the Bobcats all night long. Corbett's got the basketball, hands it off to Tyson. Tyson now back to Molly in the corner. She's going to pop a three. It's no good. And we've got 26 seconds to count down here. And it looks like the Lady Bears are going to let them just do that. 54-38 is going to be our final score unless the Bobcats score for Marshall here. I don't believe they will. 10 seconds to go here, and I believe Marshall's just going to run out the clock. No contest from the Lady Bears here as the buzzer expires. And that's how the Lady Bears season will come to an end. Your final score, 54-38. Lady Bears season comes to an end here in the 2A2 district tournament at Tuckerman High School. A good, hard-fought season by the Lady Bears, and we are proud of them nonetheless. Again, 54-38, your final score. Mammoth Spring Falls tonight in the 2A2 district tournament. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We're back with some post-game stats to get in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good